Yeah, I'm still focusing.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're all good.
Disappointment for you or what?
Yeah, definitely, mate. Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, we obviously got off to a great start there. And then, you know, we saw two very experienced Scorchers batsmen go about their work and, you know, we gave them a couple of opportunities, probably didn't field anywhere near our best. And yeah, we let them back into the game and then they just took it from there. So a bit of a clinic from those two tonight. You know, we'll fly home tomorrow. Have a good couple of days off and then train and get ready to play in this week.
You've kind of done much more yourself though. At the start of the innings, they looked in danger, right? How do you feel about your performance?
Yeah, it was obviously nice to set the tone up top. I mean, it's a big role to play when you take the ball for the first couple of overs, especially, you know, everyone knows how good this Scorchers lineup is, especially at home. So, you know, it was key to come out and start like that, but then, you know, we had to go on with it. You let these guys back into the game and they do what they did tonight.
How many short did you feel like you were with the bat?
You know, I don't know if we'd say we felt short, although it looked like we probably didn't get a partnership going there, and those guys that they probably did in a canter. We thought 150 was defendable, especially after the start. We knew it wasn't a typical, you know, Optus Stadium wicket. A little bit slow on two pace. Those guys bowled pretty well up the top, especially. But we definitely thought that we could defend that. You know, we thought that was very defendable, and especially after the way we started.
Daunting knowing that if you do win Thursday, you'll have to come back here where you've got, I think you've won 1-5 or 1-6.
Yeah, it's a distinct home ground advantage for both teams. I mean, obviously when we come here, you know, these guys play extremely well in their conditions, and it's the same when the teams come and play the SCG. So that was on the line for both teams tonight, and unfortunately for us, you know, we didn't come home, you know, with what we set out to do. So yeah, it's going to be tough. We've got a big game next week with whoever we come up against at home. And then obviously we fly the next day and here, where we haven't really had the success that we'd like, but I think we saw tonight, you know, that we can fight back with the bat and then we can, you know, start well with the ball and then carry that on instead of letting the Scorchers boys back into the game. You know, we can give it a good shake up next week.
I feel like you might have missed a trick not selecting Bird and going with the extra spinner in OK.
No, I think either option would have been a good option for us. You know, Jacko's numbers are obviously some of the best in the power play, and I think his defensive bowling is coming on really well as well. But we've got two quality spinners that we had to choose from, and when we saw the wicket tonight, the way it played with me batted up, I thought we'd made the right choice. So, well, I think we could have picked Birdie, but at the same time, I don't think it was a bad selection at all. I think we've got two quality spinners that will do the job on any sort of wicket. So, yeah.
Do you feel like the moment where two players converged under the ball and neither went for it might have been the turning point?
Not the turning point. I just think we fielded quite poorly for the whole 20 overs there. After Curry took a really, probably looked like a sitter on TV or for anyone watching, but that was an extremely tough catch that he took for that first wicket. And you know, just a few bobbles in the outfield, let it, like, turning ones into twos are probably more important than, you know, obviously it would have been nice to take the wicket, but, you know, there were quite a number of times there where we let the Scorchers boys get two instead of one, and sort of not restrict them with enough dots. So yeah, obviously not a great look. That should probably get taken 10 times out of 10. So
what did happen? It looked like a keeper's catch, but some kind of miscommunication.
As soon as I saw them both look away from the ball, I turned around. So I actually wasn't watching it live. Yeah, look, at the end of the day, those have just got to be taken, especially against this lineup. You do not give these boys chances, otherwise they do what they did with tonight. So I can guarantee that won't be happening next week when we come back, hopefully, after winning on Thursday.
Sean, AT got you guys in final last year. He got you again tonight. He must have tried about everything to get him out. And does it worry you about a potential matchup next weekend here again?
AT is just a big game player. I mean, he's the leader of that team. And, you know, we've seen, even if he's been out of form, he turns up for the big games and grinds it out and gets the job done, as we've seen many times, not just tonight and last year, but throughout his career. So he's a big matchup at any stage. You know, we thought we could, you know, obviously if we held on to our chances, it's probably a different story. Getting to bowl more at the you know, inexperienced middle style order with the bat. Yeah, you know, we're gonna have to hold him next week on Thursday, and then when we come back,
I think. Halfway through the tournament, you mentioned, you know, focus for you was your power play bowling and being better up front. You must be buoyed by that performance tonight and the way you finished off the tournament. Obviously, still a few games to go, but you're bowling quite well on the power play.
Yeah, well, like I just mentioned, you know, we went with two spinners tonight, and then the guy that's sitting on the sideline is one of the best in the tournament in the power play. So, you know, I've got to put my hand up and perform well there. And then, you know, whatever phase that is that I'm bowling at, whether it's power play through the middle, surge, or right at the end, you know, our job as bowlers is to keep running in and winning the next contest, you know, no matter what stage of the game that is. So, you know, we've already had, you know, plenty of learnings from tonight that we can take for next week. It's just obviously quite disappointing.
Has Steve Smith put his hand up for Thursday?
I don't think he's available, is he? I think he's on a plane. You know, we'd obviously love him. He's, aside from what he brings once he crosses the rope here, he's great to have around the group, as you can imagine. He's one of the great blokes, and always provides just such a good energy within the group. So look forward to having a beer with him in a minute and digesting tonight and how we can move forward.
Sorry, someone like Dan Hughes, the next man in, is that
the idea? I'd imagine so. Dan's been one of our best players for, you know, the whole of the BBL, for the last, you know, 8 or 9 years, however long he's been with us. So it's quite a luxury to have us, you know, have him coming in, you know, especially when we go home, knows those conditions well, and then when we come back here, hopefully, you know, he plays fast bowling really well, which is the strength of this team. So, a luxury having Dan come back in.
What's he been like sort of sitting on the sidelines? He's played a large part in the Sixes franchise across the years. Really had much of an opportunity this year.
Yeah, I mean, I've no doubt that it's probably really frustrating for him. You know, he's. I don't really feel like Daniel's ever really out of form, and we've seen what form he's been in playing white ball cricket for Cricket South Wales this year, a couple of hundreds, as he does year in, year out. So, but he's, you know, been one of the core players for the Sixes for a long time, and he's probably one of the reasons that we do so well, because no matter the selections, you know, he just goes about his business. Pick me when you're ready to have me in the team, and I'll go out and do a job. So, again, we're very grateful to have someone like Daniel in the team, ready to come in.